Are you ready for the real world? I said, are you ready for the real world? One more time. Are you ready for the real world? Then strap yourselves in and be prepared to be entertained by the man who has the gift for gab. Here he is, the one, the only, absolutely real.
Bazov has exited the curtain. There is definitely no love lost here between the fans in attendance and the boy wonder. Coming down to ringside in his street clothes, you can just tell by the smirk and the arrogant look on his face that Daryl Bazov is not intimidated by the vocal gift that Lee Real brings to this show. You know, I'm actually curious to see whether Daryl Bazov is going to be able to fend Lee Real off. I mean, Lee Real is the verbal champion of the WWA.
So, Daryl, how...
Listen, Lee, I came here because I wanted to talk to you face to face. I kicked your bitch ass last week. I busted your skull open with one shot, and I beat you from pillar to post. The only time you ever got the advantage over me in the match was when you cheated. Answer me this, Lee. Were we in an Anything Goes match last week?
No, it wasn't. But you slayed the almighty Mega Freak. You killed off the biggest legends in the history of this company. You wrestled in a hardcore, extreme playback. And you're going to tell me that a little chair and a super kick was all it took to take down the great Daryl Bazov? Nobody beats you. Ever. Isn't that what you say?
Boy, you're really fast-tracking quickly, aren't you there, big guy? The effect is you needed a chair to gain an advantage over me. Forget about Morrison, forget about the end of the match. The moment you went out and got a steel chair, you started cheating. That's not allowed. We were not in an Anything Goes match. Long before Morrison jumped me from behind, you were the one that started cheating. Don't blame it on anybody else. Don't blame it on the situation. You cheated. Aren't you supposed to be a good guy nowadays?
Aren't you Superman? Invincible in that ring? Do you know what invincible means? Come on, Bazov. You're smarter than the likes of Ross. You can define words. I was fighting Superman. The Beast. The career killer. I'm not the fucking White Knight from Camelot. I'm Lee Real. And just because the fans cheer me and I hate the likes of you and Righteous walking around here like you own the place does not make me some gritty two-shoe. Yeah, I use the chair. It's my thing. It's what I do. You said you studied tapes. You sure saw it coming. You told me the ends justified the means. Well, preventing one of the cheese boys from taking hold of the gold with the means. I got the job done.
Well, I'm glad you were taking notes, young man, for you were being taught a lesson. You're okay with cheating? No, fair enough. Know something, though. When push came to shove, you needed something extra to compete against me. A steel performance enhancer. You don't have to be a Boy Scout or a goody-goody to fight somebody heads up, Lee. You just need to be a man. My problem is, I did watch tape for you, and I thought you were learning to be a stand-up guy. I thought, especially after all the BS you spouted off during the week, that you thought you could beat me. But standing here right now, in front of all these people, we both know you didn't, you couldn't, and you can't.
It was a fucking chair, Daryl. A steel chair. A weapon that is as commonplace here as a wrist lock. In fact, it's more commonplace. You're in the jungle, big guy. This isn't the NWA, this is the WEWA. The slogan on the door reads, "Enjoy the brutality, not Barney and friends." I hit you in your massively enlarged, super thick cranium with a steel chair, and you're crying like I shot you with a gap. It was just a chair, and your stupid ass is the one that caught it. You caught it knowing full well my foot would fall. If the chair is so deadly to you, if it's Superman's kryptonite, the only thing that gave me the advantage, then maybe, just maybe, you should have ducked, Daryl. The fact is, I had you down and pinned with the ref's back turned. I had you beat. This is the WEWA. We use chairs, tables, and other assorted hard objects to strike people with. Deal with it and suck it up, future boy.
You sound like a man who's trying to justify his wicked ways, Lee, but fair enough, Slick. You feel comfortable standing here in the eyes of all these fans and telling them what you did was okay because we happened to wrestle in the WWA? Okay, that's good enough by me. But I knew long before I ever came out here that if I called you out, looked at you straight here, you'd stand here like a stuttering idiot slut trying to explain away the fact that you can't wrestle without cheating. Certainly not defeat a guy like me. The truth is always the truth. Justice is always justice, and right is always right, no matter if you are in the WWA or some Bush League alternative. You needed to cheat in order to stop me from killing you, and that doesn't change regardless of the alliance designator. If you want to leave it at that, I'll answer your other question. I didn't come out here planning to take up where we left off last week. You signed the kid's shirt, and I can appreciate that. But don't ever, now or for the rest of your entire life, brag about the travesty that took place to keep the belt around your waist. You know, Lee, that would make me angry.
We'll have to agree to disagree, and one day we'll meet again. And we'll settle this issue. Neither of us are perfect, Daryl. Regardless of your promotional material, we've both made bad decisions. We've both made mistakes. Now let's be civil and conduct the rest of this interview with an altercation. Now, the first question. What is your relationship with Matt McClain? Seems to me he offered you his hand in friendship and you slapped it away by attacking him last. Superstars.
I think you're right, Lee. We're not going to see eye to eye on this cheating thing. And I don't mind saying to you that I was looking forward to fighting you. And I look forward to fighting you again, as you say, to settle things. But I need to settle one thing once and for all right here and now. Matt McClain wouldn't hit a woman. Matt's been having some real serious mental problems after coming in contact with Victor Diablo Mandrake. He actually thinks he's the Crippler, and not Matt McClain anymore. I worry about him as a friend, but screw loose or not, I can't stand idly by and let a grown man beat on a woman. Friend or foe, my business or not, I gotta lay head to pillow at night, and I can't do that knowing that I let something like that happen when I was able to stop it. I know Sarah Richards ain't never going to be anybody's saint, but she's still 110 pounds soaking wet, and the Crippler is almost 250 pounds of trained fighter.
So you disapprove of beating women? Interesting.
Yeah, I think you can say that, Lee. That's pretty obvious.
So then you are not a fan of your partner, Rick Righteous. He beat on women. He beat on a woman not too long ago.
Ooh, low blow, Lee. What happened to Sybil, baby?
I just want your feelings on your current partner's actions. It seems to me there's been a little bit of a rift between the two of you. Can actions like this have anything to do with that?
You've been in the ring against him, Lee. You know Rick Righteous is his own man. Did I like what he did then, or sometimes how he conducts himself now? No, but that's not my style, that's his. I don't feel like we need to be the closest of close friends to be effective. He's a solid business partner, a guy who has done it all in the sport. That's what I need from him. I like Rick well enough, but Rick likes Rick better than he likes me or anybody else for that matter.
Yes, I have been in the ring with Rick, both as an ally and an enemy. And he's very selfish. He's very selfish, as you said. It's all about him. Hopefully I'll be getting into the ring with him again very soon. Back to the interview. I've heard through the grapevine that you and Todd Knight used to be friends. Isn't it ironic that he has come back as the knight in shining armor to save BACW from your mighty sword of hate?
Well, aren't you eloquent, mighty sword of hate? But anyway, yeah, me and Todd go way back. When I was in Florida in that other alliance, I ran up against Team Danger. Now, I beat every single one of them individually. There was like six of them, and they constantly jumped me. Now, this is going to shock you, Lee. I know this is going to get you. Believe it or not, I don't have a whole lot of friends.
No way. You don't have a lot of friends? I am shocked. How could anyone not like someone who verbally abuses everybody?
Yeah, I know, but if you think you were shocked, imagine me. But still, unlovable or not, I made one phone call to my little brother from another mother, and Todd Knight was on the next flight. I'll never forget what it was like to genuinely need a hand and somebody be there. We'll never be alike. He's hip-hop, and I'm strictly classic rock. He's hardcore, and I hate that shit. But Todd Knight is my friend, and not many guys in this business can wear that label. So angle or not, he's in my cool book until you are notified otherwise.
Fair enough.
Fans, Chris Ross has a score to settle with both these men. Daryl Bazov helped Ross's nemesis last week by protecting the lovely and slutty Sarah Richards, and Real and Ross have never seen eye to eye. But this kid, could he be stupid enough to come down to the ring when these two superstars are squaring off in a face-to-face verbal war? I still don't see the curtains moving, and I don't see Chris Ross out on the stage right now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There he is. Ross and Chemo from the crowd slide in from behind, grabbing hold of Lee Real. Locking Real up, by the way, silencing backwards. They both deliver an awesome back suplex, and my God, you jackals from hell. Why do you always have to attack from behind? Lee Real's a Canadian wrestle god, for Christ's sake. Is there no respect? Stomping away on Real, would you look at the smirk on Daryl Bazov's face as he turns his back to this brutal beatdown. No, wait a minute. Bazov spins. He's grabbing a hold of Ross. He's grabbing a hold of Kimon. Oh, all three of them are hugging, turning towards Real, alternate left and right. Ross Lee Real's world and pulling the Canadian wrestle god back to his feet. All three men are lighting up the silly WWE heavyweight champion with punches from left, right, and center field. My God, they're going for the cycle. Real finally collapses on the canvas in reverse Ric Flair-like fashion, and Ross now raises Bazal's arm in victory. Oh no, Bazal just clotheslines Chemo down onto the canvas, and Chris Ross is shocked. Bazal set up Ross. I don't believe it. What an orchestration. Ross misses with a wild clothesline from hell and reeling back. The boy wants to deliver the Bazal blaster right to the Hawaiian pin and sending Chris Ross through the ropes and down onto the hard concrete floor. Down Bazal releases the Hawaiian's roar and listen to the crowd boo. My God, he's going to turn. He's going to finish Lee Real off. He's going to Real connect with the super kick. And oh my God, he just hit Chemo, and down goes Chemo through the ropes down onto the concrete floor, side by side by Chris Ross. And what the hell is going on? Lee Real is injured. Daryl Bazov is just staring at him. And folks, I don't know. I'm at a complete loss for words. My God, what does this all mean? Why did Real hit Chemo instead of Bazov? to Battle Creek, very own Kellogg Arena, right outside the hometown of our former eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Daryl Bazan. I'm the ever-present promo machine, and what can I say but, wow, what a start off to this Sunday Superstar Show. Rumors in the back are Timo Newton is okay, but that Chris Ross is now suffering from a mild concussion. Knowing Ross the way I do, look for the WWE's resident lunatic to come to the ring by the end of this show or his match, no matter what the cost. As for Lee Real, his eye was practically swollen shut just moments ago, but the bigger news has to be this mixed tag team match between Lee Real, Homeless Bob, and the team of Chris Ross and Timo Newton. But once again, Mr. Batiste has climbed into the head of Absolute Lee Real and has stated, if either Chris Ross or Timo Newton pin Homeless Bob or Lee Real, then Chris Ross will become the brand new WWA Heavyweight Champion, and more important than that, he will be the number one contender here at eWrestling.org. Can an injured Lee Real make it out of Sunday Superstars with not only his pride, but his WWA Heavyweight Championship impact too? That question will be answered later tonight, but that's only the tip of the iceberg, because Rick Righteous will be defending his eWrestling.org World Heavyweight title against WWA's television champion, the dirtiest player in the game, Derek T. Chop Parks. Parks has been quoted as calling the Batiste-Righteous relationship a farce, and went as far as saying Rick Righteous and Mr. Batiste aren't fooling anyone with their, and I quote, pretend feud. Mr. Batiste is furious with the comments made by Parks, and vowed tonight he will finally silence DCP once and for all. Also on this show, we will see the boy wonder Daryl Bazov versus Mike Morrison, with the winner getting a title shot of their own choosing wherever and whenever they want. Rip from the Bottom Hardcore Action features the man, Mike Johnson, going head-to-head with the crippler, Matt McClain. And I have been told before I came on the air that Matt McClain said this match is going to be an extreme war like you have never seen. Speaking of extreme matches, ladder match rules will be in place when Todd Knight makes his return to WWE against the very last Johnny X, and the rumors are that Johnny X has been officially fired from WWE. But Mr. Batiste said if Johnny X can win his match tonight against Todd Knight, his contract will be extended for another month. And finally, in our opening bout, it's going to be the drunken bastard, Billy Ray, testing his drinking skills when he taps into none other than Orgy Lambert. Sex and alcohol don't mix here in the ring, so look for this one to be nothing more than an all-out brawl with little or no wrestling involved. That's our card, folks, from start to finish. 12 of the most talented athletes in the world, all jam-packed into one show. It's Sunday Superstars, sponsored by the WWA eWrestling.org and Mr. Batiste. We are the premier in sports entertainment, but it's time for me to stop talking and go to the ring for our opening bout.